To start things off, have you ever had a sexy dream about a coworker? All right. To make it more interesting, I will limit it to how the people that we've worked with on the show. And get real, we have to answer the questions, and no joke answers. You have to actually just like tell what is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we just randomly pick questions, and I have an awkward one. To start things off, have you ever had a sexy dream about a coworker? All right, to make it more interesting, I will limit it to how the people that we've worked with on the show.
Okay,
over the years. And all right, I'm going to answer the question everybody's wondering. Because my testosterone has left my body in the last year or so, I actually have not had one about Gina.
Okay.
But almost all of them before her. And I think it's just a guy thing. Even people I didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
They would just pop up in my dream.
Yeah, without naming names, I know who you're talking about. Like somebody we didn't like, but they were kind of...
And everybody else, because like a guy's brain, more often than not, like you don't even control it. It's just like, it just goes off on a wild ride down the water slide.
We're just all cavemen. We can't help it.
Exactly.
I have an awkward question here. What's something you pretended to know, but then when you were alone, you had to Google it?
Okay. Oh, that is a phenomenon. Like that awkward thing of like, what are they saying?
I have to admit, I think it was when Charlie Kirk got killed. Because he really wasn't in my purview of like, I didn't know who he was.
Just didn't come up in your feed.
Yeah, people
were
texting me going like, oh my God, Charlie Kirk just got killed. And I went, oh, that's too bad. What a shame. And then as soon as I was over, I Googled, who is Charlie Kirk? I mean, he wasn't in my realm of, he wasn't in my algorithm.
Right.
So I had no idea who it was. It's still a shame, but I had no idea who it was.
It happens to me more often every day.
Yeah.
Like, it gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody's talking about somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
So my next question is, this is sort of superficial, but I don't know, it will tell you something about me. Who's your current celebrity crush?
Ooh.
Oh my God. So like the last person I may have like kind of had that thought about, this is going to be so dumb.
Uh-huh.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Okay.
I think it was the Toyota-thon woman.
Oh, I know what you mean.
She's always wearing like red and
black.
She's
actually very pretty. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're like, why can't we have that Toyota-thon feeling all year long?
Right. I mean, she kind of looks like a news anchor, but a little friendlier.
Pretty. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Toyota-thon.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so dumb. It's so dumb.
I had feelings for the K-pop Demon Hunters.
cartoons.
Okay.
All right. One more. What do you got to answer this one?
What is a little white lie that you've told the most in your life? Okay. Usually it's when I say that I like something, but I really don't.
Oh, just to fit in?
Yeah. My girlfriend called me out on it. Says, you have a tell. Okay. What is it? Because she actually had bought some pants on Amazon and tried them on and said, do you like these? And I went, yeah.
But you didn't really. And your tell is?
My tell is that my voice gets high when I go, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I go, do you like these pants? Yeah. I go, okay, I'm taking them back.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
The little lie detector thing goes, boop, 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 boop.
So now,
your voice does.
To be convincing, I have to lower my voice. Yes, I like those very much.
So the lie you've told most in your life is pretending something is good.
Yeah, or like, you know, if I watch a reality show or something and I don't really care for it, but go, oh, wasn't that a good show? Yeah. Yeah, I liked it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Blood Assurance is looking for blood. I guess, you know, there's a shortage right now. They only have about a 2-day supply. And because of illness and, you know, like the flu and travel and weather, you know, a lot of people are going to donate blood. So go to bloodassurance.org, find a location near you, and make an appointment.
Yeah, they definitely need it. Type O and AB blood are extra important.
Yeah, no kidding.
So they found a guy in Pennsylvania, caught him in the act, of robbing a grave.
Mm.
He apparently steals skeletons. When they searched his home, they found the skeletons of over 100 people.
What is this, like 1895 or something?
Right? They don't really know why he was doing it, but he's been charged with all kinds of things like desecration of the grave.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of, yeah.
Yipes.
So, yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah. Remember the guy in Altadena, California, who had the 500-pound bear living in his crawl space?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't get him out.
The bear is finally gone, apparently, after 2 months. They told him all kinds of things like make noise, try to scare it away. They had dog barking on tape. He would try to keep it from coming back when he would finally go out and look for food and come back. They finally were able to get the bear out of there for good by putting another crawl space cover over the hole. Why didn't they think about that at the beginning?
Yeah.
And that stopped him.
So he left the hole once, and then they quickly kind of barred the door.
Yeah, and he came back, well, I guess it's closed now. I'll find some other place. So, all right. No
why,
bear.
Why did it take 2 months? That's so bizarre.
Woody and Jim, mood boost.
I'm feeling good, like I should.
We told you about this a while back. There's this nonprofit called Wildly Kind that put up a phone booth that had a phone inside that you could pick up and send an encouraging message of kindness to somebody who is struggling and
pretty
just
cool.
Leave that as an anonymous message. And it has become so popular that they're going to actually take the phone booth on a tour of North America. And the cool thing is they now publish the phone number, and you can either call and leave an encouraging message, or if you need to hear one, you can call and listen.
Hi, you've reached a call for kindness by Wildly Kind. Press 1 to listen to uplifting messages left by strangers around the world. Press 2 to leave your own.
Hi, my name is Carrie. I want to remind you, don't give up before the miracle happens. I was 39 when I met the love of my life. I was 42 when I figured out what I want to be when I grow up. Just hold on. It gets better.
You matter. You are enough. I know that life can be hard, and I feel that way more than I like to admit.
Hi. I hope things get better. I know it's really hard. We're all struggling, but we're together, and we can do it together.
That's so cool.
I love that.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Just good to hear.
Yeah.
If you want to call and listen or leave a message yourself, we've got the phone number listed if you just follow Woody and Jim Show or Totally Hits 93.3 on Facebook.
I love that. This mood boost is brought to you by Naps. Today is a good day for one.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your couch if naps are right for you. Now, a middle-aged woman with a certain kind of haircut who always needs to talk to the manager for the last few years has been known as a Karen.
Yes.
But it wasn't good enough for Gen Zers because they want to pretend like they invent everything.
Right. So they have to come up with a new name that is somebody who's angry, wants to talk to the manager,
right.
Maybe has a short haircut.
Yeah. So Karen won't work because, you know, that's so 1900s.
They've got a new name. Before we reveal it, let's talk about, like, what goes into that name. Why was Karen such a good name?
Yeah.
One, I think it, like, starts with a K, that hard consonant sound.
Hard consonant is good.
Just feels good saying it. Yeah. Karen.
Come on, Karen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can really get into that word.
And I think also because it has two syllables.
Yeah.
I think, like, Karen.
Yeah, or there could be other words like Deborah.
Right?
Come on, Deborah. Come on, Brenda.
Come on, Janet.
Damn it, Janet.
Those are not the ones they chose.
No.
They've decided that the new Karen is Jessica.
Which is terrible for people named Jessica, if that actually catches on.
Karens are probably relieved.
They're relieved,
maybe
the pressure's off
never
the Karens.
Leave them.
Yeah.
But Jessica violates my two rules, which is you got to have a hard consonant at the beginning.
Yeah.
And
it's more than two syllables.
Three syllables. Yeah, that's just
Jessica.
Wrong.
Unless you say it like Jessica, and no, that doesn't sound right.
Then it just looks like you have like some kind of speech problem, you know?
You're having some sort of spasms.
Yeah.
Or you're having a stroke in the middle of saying somebody's name.
Are they okay? Yeah.
But yeah, Jessica is what they want people to call the new Karen.
Was there ever one for guys? Like, did we have an official? I don't think we did, which is not fair.
I know we talked about it at one time. I think names like Chad or Todd.
Or Tad, which Tad. Is like a combination of both.
Oh, my God. It's the baby those two names have together. This Tad. Is my son, Tad.
Ugh. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. I've heard about it. I've heard enough opinions from Tad.
Yeah.
A lot of people love to dip their pizza into, like, ranch dressing.
Yes.
Not my favorite thing, but I know people that just
some people, yeah, they smother it.
So Bed Bath & Beyond figured, well, what if we take those two flavors, pizza and ranch, and put them together and make a candle in their perfect together candle collection?
Okay.
It has not gone over well. In fact, so poorly that at first they discounted it severely,
yeah.
And now they've just decided not to sell it whatsoever.
The ranch pizza candle.
The comments are fantastically funny.
Okay.
One said, it smelled like if you took a Little Caesars pepperoni pizza and you left it in a diaper genie for 2.5 weeks. Yeah, there's no love out there for that candle, so it's going away.
Yeah. You know, maybe some entrepreneurs around here could have, candles that are based on local smells.
That also suck.
Yeah, they're also terrible. Like, there's Mount Trashmore in Rutherford County.
Yes.
Yeah, which smells kind of like gasoline, kind of like gas, kind of like poop.
Here's one. I-24 Exit to 440 Edition.
Mm.
Okay, so this is what it smells like when you're in your car, but the vehicle in front of you is a giant jacked up pickup truck that's spewing diesel smoke right into your face.
Right, because the truck is so high.
And you're not going anywhere, so that's the only thing you can smell.
I thought of an idea for a candle called Murfreesboro Pike. You go,
yeah.
What is that smell? Is that weed? Is it skunk? Is it an IPA? Because those all smell exactly the same.
The answer could be yes. Or here's one that smells good, but never satisfies.
Okay.
We call it the line at Pancake Pantry.
Oh.
You smell the pancakes, but you may never get them because the line is so long.
Right. You have smelly tourists in front of you. There's a smell called Vanderbilt Football Locker Room.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Drakkar and Axe.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Couple of big concerts announced yesterday coming to Nissan Stadium. In May, it's Bruno Mars.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, since 2018, he hasn't been here. So that will be a welcome return. And then Chris Stapleton also announced a huge show in May.
Oh, I love him.
23rd. He's
I can't
great.
Wait to see them. Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah, one of my
Those
favorites.
Those are both in May where it's not 100 degrees and 100% humidity yet.
Chris Stapleton also at the stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool. Yeah. The Consumer Electronics Show going on in Las Vegas, some of the interesting things they have. They have Roombas that'll walk upstairs. They have robots that'll fold your laundry for you. And there's a toilet. It costs $5,000. It'll help monitor your hydration.
Okay.
And also, for the elderly, if the toilet isn't used for 8 hours, it will contact your family so they can do a welfare check to make sure you're okay if you haven't used the toilet in 8 hours. So when you're getting a text at 3 o'clock in the morning from Grandpa's toilet
saying either he hasn't used the toilet or he's gone, just not at the toilet.
Yeah. He might have peed the bed. We don't know. Why don't you check on him?
Oh. So just when you thought the 6-7 craze was hopefully over, there are reports, not confirmed yet, that a couple has named their child 6-7.
No.
And that they had been trying to conceive a child for many years and then finally were able to, but then named that child a stupid meme. And I hope it's not true.
Yeah, because that's going to be over. It's like, and you're just going to get teased your entire life. I hope they save money for therapy for this kid. I was texting with my family yesterday. Want to catch up and see them.
Yeah.
And so they're sitting there like, oh, Friday night. Is that good? And I wanted to text back, sure, works for me.
That's what you had hoped your message would say.
But autocorrect changed it to, sure, worms for me.
Do you have worms?
Worms.
Do you need some ivermectin from the veterinarian?
But yeah, I'll have to eat some tobacco or something to kill the worms that are in my system like you would a dog.
Some people just say, oh, I'm busy or I'm not feeling it. No. I have worms.
Worms. Worms for me. And I thought about correcting it and say works for me, but I thought, no, I'll make it worse by just saying, don't worry, I'll bring enough worms for everyone.
I think because of autocorrect, my wife thinks I have commitment issues.
Yes.
Because any time I would say love, my autocorrect changes it to live.
That happens to me all the time, too.
Why will it not let me express emotion?
Yeah.
I sound like I can't give my complete 100% emotional self to anybody or anything.
That's right. Autocorrect would like to keep things on a professional level, not get too personal. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. You need those trees gone. They're wrecking your view. They can take care of it. Just visit them at localtreefellers.com. For the guys in the audience, we have John. And for the ladies, Gina, who just can't stay away from the show.
No, I can't.
How are you guys?
Doing good. Yep. How are you?
Excellent. Good. Well, Gina's filling in because we were not able to connect with our contestant we had lined up.
Yeah.
But we're always delighted to have you, Gina. So let's ask you guys your Get Acquainted question, starting with you, John. What's the song that will lift your spirits every time?
Well, it's the Buddy Allman Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's classic. Cool. Nice little instrumental.
What about you, Gina?
I'm going to say Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
My head bopping.
All right. Both of you have a screw you can use. We begin with a multiple choice question. All right, Gina, here we go. Two pair, a flush, or a full house. Which one is the best poker hand?
Oh, man. Is it a flush?
That's a flush.
Correct.
Good job.
Yay.
Takes the early lead.
No, I thought a full house beats a flush.
It doesn't, actually. Doesn't. It's kind of surprising, but look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember our number one rule, John, no whining.
Okay. Well, I've been wrong for a lot of years then. I lost a lot of games.
People owe you money.
I Googled it online.
Okay.
All right, John, here's your question. Does celebrity chef Duff Goldman specialize in desserts, Italian food, or sushi?
Desserts
is right.
Yeah.
He's the ace of cakes.
There you go. Gina, a 5K race is approximately how many miles?
A 5K? Is it like 3.2 miles?
Why, that's it exactly.
That's a scary, scary good.
Showing off by knowing the exact point and everything. Yeah.
John feels like he's being, set up here.
That's the longest I'll run. That's why I know that.
John, Sally Hansen is famous for selling what beauty product? I'll even lower the bar. For what part of the body?
For hair products.
Hair products?
No. Unfortunately for the hands.
That's for the hands.
Nail polish.
Oh.
Are we all done?
I believe there's a chance for John to tie it.
Okay.
If Gina doesn't get this right and he gets his right.
Okay. Gina, Callaway makes equipment for what sport?
Golf.
She goes three for three.
Woo!
Women are on a roll.
They are. Gina's. She's tough to beat in any contest.
Yeah, she's very competitive.
Yeah, she certainly is.
So we're going to send a certificate of bragification to our co-host Gina, who's at home with the baby.
Mm-hmm. But congratulations.
John, we appreciate having you around, and sorry that Gina just
what?
Yeah. Thanks for playing Gender Wars. With Woody and Jim.
Thanks,
guys. Totally
Hits. Have a good
day, guys. 93.3.
We were talking earlier about this combination of smells they put together in one candle. Pizza and ranch dressing.
Which a lot of people enjoy eating, but do they like smelling it?
Apparently, the smell they created that's supposed to be that smells like diapers.
Yeah.
It's just supposed to be terrible. They stopped selling it, and now, you can't even get it anymore. They're just like, no, this is going to hurt our reputation.
Yeah.
So we kind of thought, okay, there was a couple of flavors and scents that go together, and it didn't work. What is the terrible-smelling scent of Nashville that you wouldn't want in a candle? So we posted a few of these on Facebook. We've got I-24.
Mm-hmm.
When the truck in front of you is at nose level.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just spewing
giant
out
truck, yeah.
diesel fumes as you wait to get onto 440 from I-24.
And you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the smell of Mount Trashmore in Rutherford County.
Ah.
Yeah. Is it gas? Is it oil? Is it farts? It is all those things.
We had some great suggestions. One from Chris. I love this one. Broadway. Smells of pee, White Claw, and chicken. Hot chicken.
And that's just the smell of a pedal tavern.
Exactly. Wow. And the Tanger Outlet Mall candle.
Oh, yeah.
Smells like In-N-Out, gunpowder, and police crime scene tape.
What are we doing this weekend?
Not doing a ton. Helping a friend who's putting together a podcast studio for Special Olympics athletes in Middle Tennessee. So
very cool.
That'll be fun. That's something I like to help out with. And finishing up renovations of our bathroom. And by renovations, saying like slapping some paint on it.
Very cool. Going to be getting together with a lot of family this weekend. Of course, my son and his wife and my grandkids, they were out in Vegas. So I'm going to catch up with them over the weekend. Melissa's kids down in Mount Pleasant will be visiting with them.
All right.
So it's just going to be hugs and church this weekend, pretty much.
All right. Well, hide under a blanket.
Yeah.
That's the perfect thing for this weekend.
Exactly. Nap first and then the rest of it. We'll catch you back here Monday morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.